Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Una good morning, good afternoon, good evening. If na midnight, they listen to this one, self, I say good night. But make you no sleep, make you day awake, they listen. How far? Podcast don't land again. Now, say with the waka through our community, now they look for waiting, they go on. Plenty matter they go on, but the one we go feed, talk about, we'll talk about that one. We got two issues we want to talk about today. First one, we say some people just they go anything they see online, I follow, then they follow. Of course, if you see anything, we get money face, you go follow money face now. So the one we say people just they go online, they borrow money. If they don't borrow, finish, wait, they don't fee pay, the deadline can elapse. Now, so messages go come, they come from these lenders now. They send them to your people. And they just say, you'll be wanted by policemen and cash you carry come. Oh, boy. I don't see many from my phone. The second one be say, waiting be things where you for fee keep as person, saying that your secrets, make you no tell anybody. You get things where we say, we they do for our little corner inside. Nobody know. But people don't carry them as fashion now. When they wear them, say, if I talk about them, people can they congratulate me, say, I'll be bold, I'll be waiting. Oh, but no be anything I go tell you. You get this one, they do. I never go tell you, my brother, because I want to between me and my God. Well, for those of us, we believe in God now, between us and God. If you don't believe in God, I don't know. Now, between you and everything. I get my colleague for here now. Half is good. Now, he will help me digest the conversation. My guy.
Tell him.
Alpha.
I did.
You don't land again.
See that thing.
I'll be the weekend.
Ah,
how? Oh, but Chelsea, you not see the play, ball?
Don't even start. Don't start. Make no start with you.
Now Mbappe with a good buy, Manchester. Now guy.
Number what?
Mbappe.
From where?
Ah, PSG, nah.
We get Mbappe for RT. That one.
RT, United. Mali United. Now one of those Ghanaian local football teams. Now anyway, so Mark could start with what did he call himself? You don't go for loan before. Like you ever go for loan before?
No.
Why?
Me personally, it's just my rule. I could be dying, but I'll still not take a loan.
Ah, why? I won't know why.
It's just me. Like, me, I get this thing, like, I see somebody at the O, I know they feel comfortable.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's just me. Like,
so wait for your
yeah, hey, like, I just feel like something, like, make I just carry give you
the I don't want to get some time.
Yeah, so me, yeah. If I can't tell you, say, loan. Yeah. Oh, buddy, give me loan. Me say, I know we'll pay you back.
Yeah,
and all people are like, they take money
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you see go take money from financial institutions, then things nah.
Oh, wow.
So but I also understand that it's how do I say it? You are privileged to be able to say that because not many people can actually say that, oh, I don't take loans, so I've never taken a loan. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I mean it's the life for some or for many out there
yeah.
Where every day if they don't take loans, they can't survive.
No.
They just need to take loan to be able to buy bread, to buy this, to buy that. And then borrow from this to pay this, and the next, they are borrowing, like, they are all over the place.
Just the juggle money from one person to another.
So if you are in that position where you actually have the choice where you don't borrow money,
yeah.
Thank your stars.
Mm.
So yes, true. So this is just me acknowledging that yes, I'm a little privileged to be able to be able to make that choice.
I understand, but even today, if you call them like, yo, I didn't hear this. You know, say even if you don't carry cam, you don't get a problem. If you carry cam, I'm fine. But you they say, oh, this person, if you don't carry cam. But we don't move from financial institutions, bank, waiting. Now the thing come, we get all those small, you know, loaning company, we can't loan money for 24 hours, 48, 36, 1 hour, all those. Now it has even come to the social media self. You go see just for some person, 100 cities.
You see.
Pay 120 in 3 days' time.
It's just a reflection of what's going on in society. Now, every now we sit, then we go here say, oh, the Bank of Ghana has reviewed the monetary policy rate.
Yeah.
And I mean, we don't even care about the business news because we don't even understand.
Yeah, we don't know what that won't be. Now.
That
yeah,
is what it
honest.
Is.
Yeah.
What it means is that when they review the policy rate or the monetary rates, what it means is that it affects the lending capacities of these commercial banks around.
Okay.
So if, say, Ghana Commercial Bank, ADB, NIB, and all these banks come to take money from them, it affects how much they're able to lend to people to do business with. So this time, when you come to borrow, they probably will go through more stringent measures. And even the money you wanted, they probably would say, okay, they'll reduce it and give you at an even higher rate. That's what's like a policy like that at the Bank of Ghana does to, you know, the banking activities. So it affects not just these banks, but individuals and their ability to borrow. So now what happens? It gives opportunity for some of these credit schemes, this microfinance, to also come in and say, okay, you know what? We'll give you these loans on soft repayment terms. We'll give it to you, or give us at 10%, or just something to capture your mind, because at the end of the day, they won't stress you. It's so easy to get. Some of them is just an app.
All you have to, just put your information.
So you just need a smartphone and you download, and you are good to go. But the thing is, once you download, in trying to install it, they'll ask you for certain things, and then you check mark them. So maybe your contacts and all these things. So in the case of the default, that's when, or some of them, your Ghana card number, all these things. These are
sensitive information that you put out.
But here, we don't even think that information is, such information is
Why are they hungry? What if I give you information, give you money.
So we easily put these things money. And then we say, okay, now give me money. Once you've taken the money and then you can't pay, then that is when they start hounding you. Sometimes not even, you know, hounding you, but hounding the contacts. Sending them, trying to embarrass you. They use the good old tactic, which is shame. Because if they shame you, for some, they feel that, okay, I don't want people to know I borrowed. So they start sending it to your contacts.
Wanted.
If there's mom or dad or someone or girlfriend.
That's the wanted.
Then they start telling you, either wanted or something. Oh, they tell you, come and pay. This guy borrowed this. So, so, and so. And it's so embarrassing for some.
Wow.
Yes. So, it's and for them, well, it's also very high risk. Because most people take these monies and don't intend paying back.
Okay, or, there are people where we get people who want...
That's the whole idea for them. So there's that. But as to whether or not it is legal, that's a whole different conversation. The legal side of it, I'm not.
But because I watched news, the Bank of Ghana contacts, those people, they operate those things. Some of them, then they operate without license.
They kept about 97, I think. All these loan facilities available, all these credits,
apps,
yes, online, and they were all online. Quick loan, what loan, all these very online things. So they're like, their activities is not even legal per the laws governing, you know, loan schemes in the country. But the thing is, once they are also operating, they are operating under the sense that your information is something that no one has the right to publish.
For that one,
yes. But in the end too, once you are taking the money, those things you check, you're actually giving them access, not just access, but also rights to use the information the way they want.
That'd be true.
You see the issue
That'd
here.
Be true.
So they are engaging in an illegality, and you are unknowingly also assisting in that illegality. So it's a complex thing, and for me, I just think it's high time we come out with a very strict policy surrounding that.
Yeah.
Because these telcos especially, they need to come out with something around some of these things that would hop onto their system and then you know, use some of these things. Because for me, I think the one time I borrowed anything.
So by the time you say no borrow
before. No, I borrowed once. And
you don't mention that.
Wait. I borrowed once. No, and once I even borrowed it, I think I didn't pay it for like 3 years.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you forgot prison.
No, it was some like 100 cedis.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. So one time I was very hungry. And the thing, so I don't know what happened. I was talking to my boy, Raf. Mm-hmm. On the phone, and I tell us, Charlie, hang out the wire me. What's up? So we finish now. My boy said, okay, Mickey, send me something. Oh.
Ah, you tell me, yes, they got a column.
They take them at Charlie, you don't tell me, they send something. Like, I will give you a different number.
That'd be payments. Now go cash you for there.
Since then, that'd be all. I said, me, this thing. I never go.
But honestly, loan be something way to be honest. Personally, I defy.
Yeah.
But so the good people, they are there way. Even if I make intention, say I go pay the money. I know say that person will come hound me.
Yeah.
Who they call me, oh boy, after this. So I'd rather go do my small loan. If the same thing to way, if somebody come borrow money from my body, where if you say the person say I go pay you back, the thing go content worry, like it go turn like problem for me because asking the person go turn Bahala give me. Me too, I they need the money. Mm-hmm. The person thing go come on I.
And some people, you
it'll
see,
be easy.
Anyway,
as they talk that we be brother's keeper, but if you go loan, you know, say the loan go come worry you later on. No go. Find other ways. But I understand say situations hard, no be small. But we could try see. But all of them, they go online, they borrow money, any small quick loan, super loan, waiting money, 24, 47. I beg, be very careful. Your reputation there at heart. Maybe be somebody where you don't get option at that time.
I never get chop you, they talk reputation. Who reputation?
Yeah, nah, sometimes you don't know. Your reputation there. Like,
no, I'm just kidding.
Okay, but we'll move on to topic number two now. I ask you now first, say, which kind of information about you, aside personal information, maybe say your name, your date of birth, waiting, security number, waiting be some of the doings, your personal engagement, maybe say you no go make people know, thing where you don't do before, because of the fact, say, you be public figure, you be a celebrity, you be this, you be that, you can't go put that, waiting, Oyibo they call memoir. Yeah, something like a new, like an advanced form of a diary. You understand? The right things will be, say, it be very personal to you. But we can't they welcome this particular idea. Say, if you put time, you be brave, you get congratulations, people will buy. But if you say, some of these, if not, they let the world know, or let's maybe if other parties they involved in this whole thing where they put across, you they also they give them out to the world, maybe crucify them. Well, they depend on the kind of agreement we will now go. It go fit BC, maybe they agree. Oh, you go fit put this information out. Or maybe you don't know. You go hit them by surprise. All these things. But I did talk this one in relation to one of our actress way there for Ghana here. Yvonne Nelson now. That lady. Yanya can't sing about that girl, no be joke. But she don't publish book. She don't title him I Am Not Yvonne Nelson. In say in no be Yvonne Nelson. We can't ask it. So who in be? In get a different name. We will not know. That thing called the trend can involve even one of the, if not the best rapper for Africa. Call us Sakodi. No, no, I have the heavy that guy. No, be that guy feel rap past Ferrari. But the conversation be say she can make some serious revelations where people call the wonder say, oh, but people get things so for them a closet too.
But it's normal.
But the conversation be say, why would people like decide to let out some of these things to the? Will make you go put out for the public now.
All right, so you need to understand something. You need to know the personality you're talking about. We are talking about someone that is widely known. He's a celebrity. So celebrities, the thing about them is that people are interested in what happens in their personal lives, actually. So footballers, musicians,
so someone like
actors,
you know what they care about for a second.
Who know me? I don't get it. If I say I publish memoir, you go buy.
What if you go make a buy your man? What do you get?
If I see 30 Ghana, you don't go make
you
know.
You can give free. We go consider that was a correct and go read.
So we are talking about people that that have had an effect on
other people.
Yes, yeah. On other people in one way or the other. Yes, you might not be a fan of Gollywood or Nollywood or whatever, and might not. But for those that are actually into such situations, they'll find whatever it is she puts out there about herself very interesting and everything. And you realize that this was a memoir that was supposed to take out the celebrity and present her as just one of us.
A being, yeah.
Yes, because at the end of, normally when we see celebrities, we pedestalize them. We tend to think that, oh, they're up there, they can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, they are this, they are that. But at the end of the day, when you peel off that veneer, you realize that there's a lot of rot under there, or there's a lot that is going on there, like Omo.
Now, so you did.
I don't even get it. Like,
carry baggage.
Exactly. So, this is her just revealing that part to us. I mean, in her active years, we used to watch her on screens. Yeah. A lot of people had a crush on her, and that's the.
She get one popular movie called Princess Tyra.
Exactly. That was actually her breakthrough movie.
Go watch that movie.
So, yeah. Exactly. So. It put it out there and projected a certain light. And that's the thing about media. It projects you. Yeah. Me like this that I'm always on radio. I remember when I started my radio days. This uncle was always, anytime he hear me, Office, I hear you on the radio. What the hell?
Champion.
Office, come. With the voice of the argue of football. That time, they do sports. Yeah. Hey, come and settle this argument. Because I don't know if you get me. It puts you on a certain pedestal. It's like it gives power to what you say.
Yeah.
Because you have a certain space and people listen to you. So all of a sudden, your voice commands a certain level of respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is there a reason he decided to tell me to buy him a motorbike? We are still buying that motorbike.
You know, anyway,
so, so things are rich now. So that's the thing with celebrities. I mean, they project a certain image. Now to what she revealed. For me, I just think it's just being human, really. I mean, she's just doing things ordinary folks do. But then again, we are talking about someone that, in the grand scheme of things, that has made a name for herself, of course. So whatever she does is going to be multiplied by, it's going to be times 4, times 5. Now, ordinarily, you are saying, okay, talking about secrets and what exactly some of us won't reveal. There are three things personally I won't reveal to the world. No matter what torture tactic, even the CIA or FBI, whatever, do to me, I'm going to the grave with those things.
CIA.
I'm saying there's no torture tactic that will get me to reveal some of those things.
Oh, but you just did that too.
We pick a phone and we start typing things. And before you know, you are giving ammunition to your enemies.
Oh, you did Bahab. Yeah.
People, look, the world is not a nice place. It's not everyone that likes you. So if people are going to come at you, at least make them work for it. Give them a tough time. But some of you, if your enemies want to come at you, they just need to go to your Facebook timeline. They see everything. They feel poison you today. Because you've made it so easy. Basically yourself out there. And so one of the three things I said, one, my love life. You won't hear me admit I have a girlfriend anyway. That's it. Two, my finances. Things to do with my money. Uh-huh. I won't put them out there. Yes. And thirdly, my next move.
Of course.
That exactly. Always so these are three things no sane human being should be okay with. But for some reason, like I said, people will do things for one reason or the other. Now, let's circle back to Yvonne Nelson and the things she put out there in her memoir. Of course, these are her experiences. Now, it got a lot of tongues wagging. People talking about picking parts of it and running with it and some twisting the words and whatnot. Now, you realize that this is a lady that has been through it just like the rest of us. Obviously, some parts she's talk about her personal issues, her daddy issues, basically trying to find her dad,
Papa, yeah.
from her mother, then to being a celebrity, living the life, to the people she's dated. It's like everything she's just given for those that are interested. Because for me, I haven't read it, but for those of you that are sharing bootleg copies, stop it because it's not the best. I mean, she hasn't made money off of it. It's still $9.99 on Amazon.
Somebody buy for 100,000 Ghana cedis.
I'm saying it's $9.99 on Amazon, so I don't know how much.
$9.99. That'd be almost what?
Yes, $9. Yes, almost $10. So why are you bootlegging it anyway? But people are sharing it on WhatsApp and reading the PDF in the soft copies, which is not nice. But all I'm saying, so for me, I haven't read it. So I haven't read a bootleg or anything. I haven't read it, but I've seen excerpts, you know, discussions. And if you go into it, let's start with her early years. She says that it all began for the search of her father when a class teacher remarked that a certain 12-year-old boy called Eugene in her class looked like her. And that was where this whole DNA journey began and everything, in search of who her biological father was and or is. And from there, I think there were parts where she mentioned that even to her conception, her mother, I think, in the 6th month of pregnancy, attempted aborting her. Yes, but at the 11th hour, I think the doctor said, well, that shouldn't be the case. And of course, she didn't go through it. Her coming into the world was even tumultuous to begin with.
Yeah.
But it's not the first time I've heard a celebrity admit that their parents tried to abort them. Even Cristiano Ronaldo. Dolores. Yes, she's admitted that she tried to abort Cristiano Ronaldo as a kid. And every now and again, Ronaldo even admitted to Piers Morgan, I think, that he makes jokes with it. Like, every now and then, he jokes about it with his mom. So see the things you are enjoying. If you had aborted me, would you be enjoying those things? But those things happen for some reason or the other. So there was that part where, you know, tried aborting and everything. Her journey into the, how she, I think she got a grade 12. And she had to reset thrice to gain entry into Central University. So decided to enroll into Miss Ghana through the advice of a certain friend called Karen. But then she made a mark in that industry. And before she knew it, she got her break into Gollywood. I think her first big break was Princess Tyra. But at some point, she was blacklisted in the Ghana movie industry. Yes, and then, but that only propelled her to make inroads into Nollywood. There was that, and eventually there was the Inyanya case, dating, where she had to, you know, she was with Sarko there, and of course, the whole pregnancy thing where everybody is talking about,
But we start with a big deal because people could have tossed
it. You should relax. Two adults decided to have sex, one got pregnant. What's the big
why? Now, one night stand with the apple. You hear black Rasta in
what I'm saying? This, they are just human like the rest of us. I mean, so yes, they had sex, it happened. Life goes on. I don't know what's this big deal. Oh, is that good? Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's the commentary that is making the whole thing. So people are running all kinds of commentary on it. So is that good? Yeah. What? So what? He had sex. Yes. She got pregnant. They moved on. I mean, the guy is married now with two lovely kids. What's the big deal?
But that he didn't inform my girlfriend.
Yes, it happened. And she's moved on to date, I mean, other guys since Akodia. I mean, there was the Inyaya issue. And even Inyaya, she says what? She dedicated the whole chapter, I think chapter 10, to Inyaya.
The whole chapter, give Inyaya. Inyaya, this one, you know.
Inyaya in case fool for basket. The guy was there tweeting up and down. Inyaya was very active yesterday.
Too much information.
Tell it. Look, I think he's. I think it was Amiel Deborah that tweeted the Sarkodie thing.
Mm.
Then he came and quoted the thing and said, isn't this too much information? Then somebody came and quoted what he said and said, there's a whole chapter waiting for you. You relax, we'll get to you. So I screenshotted the chapter to him. And is it a chapter? I mean, it was about how he was all nice, lovely, and everything. He even had a tattoo of her initials, YN. Yes, and she felt special and even went ahead, like the song you mentioned. Is it Kukere or Wish?
Wind Your Waist.
Wind Your Waist.
No. Yvonne Nelson, Wind Your Waist.
Yvonne Nelson, I Like Your Medicine.
I like that one.
Yes, but I mean, and she felt that was nice and everything, and that she felt everything was going okay until anytime she left, you know, Yaya's place, someone would call her and say that there was another actress that comes anytime she leaves. So who was this person that gave her that call? Nobody knows. Who was snitching? No one knows. So she didn't go on to mention that. And that later on, she found out that it was Tonto Diki, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole lot. I mean, it's crazy.
The book be like movie.
So for those that actually really live for these things, I mean, yesterday was Comic Con. they basically enjoyed the whole thing. But for me, like I said, I mean, This is a young lady that clearly is just bearing it all. But then, at the end of the day, people had problem with her name dropping. Because she admitted that, yes, the guy that got her pregnant and everything was Sarkodie. Mm. Now, later on, she will go on to reveal that she was contacted by a relative close to the president to contest for the Ayawa seat.
After she lead that, what's he called? The jail now.
Exactly. Jail, yeah. And remember, we know her good friend John DeMello is also
in contact. Yeah.
So for some reason, she didn't name drop.
No, but at that time, you should say John DeMello won't stand. You know.
I think they had conversations. They started somewhere. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So because they are very good friends.
Yep.
Well, at least that's what she says. Even they are dating or not, we don't know. But maybe that was where it started. So she didn't know him drop in that instance, but in the Sarkodie case or the baby issue, she name dropped. Now, of course, we are still looking at, okay, is it going to cause an issue? Because for some, okay, they will tell you that before the book is published, some of them would probably contact the persons
I get this
involved in
information
this.
So
they will speak to them. Okay, so when this book comes up, don't be alarmed. These are the things. Or sometimes they even give them a soft copy to go through, to read some of the things. Because if it's actually true, then there's nothing wrong with it. But then there's also maybe the person's version of events too, because these are three people involved. We are only hearing her side of issues and everything. What those people have to say to, we don't know. So that's why they say the commentary, we need to turn it down a notch, because some are running with all kinds of crazy commentaries and whatnot and being very disrespectful about it. But then again, that's the thing, when you put yourself out there, you never know how people are going to react.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, bold of her to put herself out there, because me, like I said, me, Hafiz, I am not putting myself out there for.
I don't know.
But then she's going to make a huge ton of money. I mean, the first copy, Medical bought for 100,000.
Mm.
So, yeah. So she's going to make a lot of money. Anyway, so, someone said,
Ghana CDs.
Yeah, Ghana CDs. So, and I think someone said, well, this is the first time she's actually going to get people to read anyway, if they are ever going to read any book.
This one, I go read them.
This one, they actually be shade give voice now because voice no they read. Now everybody turn intellectual.
Oh, wow. Go analyze.
Everybody want buy book.
People want analyze. Imagine, they go on.
Imagine people want buy book. Well, no. We are talking movies, music, and now people are buying books to read.
But don't you think? But don't you think that the individual, the being, like human being, our own ways are too like we be inquisitive.
Well, you see, and you said the sort of things she put out there. Uh-huh. You see, human beings have a negativity bias. We love drama. We enjoy something that is negative. Mm-hmm. Negative news sells, even in news. We are in the media. Mm-hmm. When you put, government planted 20 trees, who cares? Uh-huh. But this one slaughtered it. Oh, this one slapped or attempted to slap Mr. Vice President. Hey, that's news. I don't know if you get it. Mm. So even if she's going to give out certain bits and pieces of her life, and you say, okay, she's writing a book about, she's walking down the red carpet and she's taking pictures. Who cares? There's no news in that. There's no story in that. You are still talking about it because, hey, Susan Kodiak impregnated you, huh? Okay, you dented Yaya and Tonto Dick. I don't even get it. Mm. Now it's like everything, it's like it makes you go, wow. Mm. I'm only going to spend my money on something I can actually go and gossip about later. If you walked on the red carpet with the dress sewn by what fashion designer, what's there to talk about?
No, I don't care. You know,
I don't even get it.
It's not your business.
It's not my business. Hey, I've seen it. That's just you on the screens. So I want more. What exactly are you giving me for me to gossip about? So next time they see you and they actually point fingers at you, or the next interview you go and they use that question too, or they ask you questions based off on that, you won't take offense to it because, well, you kept it out there. It's in a book. Mm. I mean, even Michelle Obama has hers. It's out there and everything. How, you know, President Obama started, how they met and everything. I mean, the first time she met him, he said he's from Hawaii. And it's like, Hawaii? Nobody comes from Hawaii. Like, no, she's always thought about Hawaii as a vacation destination. Yeah. You know, people vacate there. Right? Like, people are actually coming from Hawaii. But all kinds of things. But eventually, you know the rest of the story. So people have, but at the end of the day, we just need to understand that people come from places. The celebrities you see, they have a story. Everyone is dealing with one issue or the other. We are not dealing with people without baggage. People that are unblemished. Everyone is, yes. Yeah. So even those you see on the screens, you see them and you admire their lifestyles. Trust me, it's not all that glitters is gold. There are things probably they are going through, and you would thank your stars you are not going through those things. But they are still able to smile and do all those things and do just to keep, put a smile on your face and everything. Because at the end of the day, you realize they are just human too. Mm.
Yeah, obviously. So that what do you call it? That ideology of it's not good to put out certain information, that might be relative. Like, it'd be up to you if you didn't want to put down, that'd be your case.
My problem is if it's a lie.
Okay, yeah, that one too. It can be true, right?
What she put out there, was it the truth? Okay, so, and it also depends on your relationship with such individuals and maybe where they are, the sort of headspace they are in. So I mean, this was Sarkozy, we are talking 2010 thereabouts. When she said he started and everything, when he started out his career as a young man and everything. I mean, okay, where is he now? Now he has a wife, he has kids.
How would that affect him?
How would that affect him? If he feels they are in a good place and he doesn't care what she puts out there, I don't even get it. Yeah. But like I said, it depends on their relationship now. Have they been in touch since then? Have they been talking? Is this something that she could actually put out and not have? But at the end of the day, it's between the individuals involved. If the individuals want to take it up and all that. Okay, there's also the angle of, you know, people running commentary, and you need to be careful if maybe someone that sees that something is published and they don't like it. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, if what she says isn't a lie and is actually the truth, and maybe she still has some sort of relationship with these folks, well, fine. Because for some, I'm sure, I mean, she's burned those bridges. I mean, they probably are not in contact anymore. Yes, they are just part of her memory, and she's decided to, they're part of who she is now, or who, I mean, what they've done, or her encounter with these people made her who she is today.
Okay.
And she's decided to, you know, put it out there and cash out, essentially. So people make money through all kinds of crazy things. And at the end of the day, yes, she is going to make money out of it. Let's not forget that.
Obviously.
So, yeah. But if it's not a lie for me, well, she knows what she's doing. She's an adult anyway, so.
Okay. Bila Sina here, we will bring the conversation to a close.
And besides, it's not easy to get a publishing house to put out a story or to buy into whatever it is you are putting out. Remember, it's an autobiography and it should be juicy. Should keep you locked on. When someone picks up the book, okay, what would make them want to keep reading? I don't even get it. So it's not going to be all this boring stuff that you put there. It has to be something different. What exactly are you selling? Over here, our reading culture is very poor.
But this one, I've seen gangsters.
Excuse me. I've seen boys. Boys were announcing they never go touch book before. They search book.
Oh, boy.
So why?
What are this book is like?
Why are they looking for a book?
Now, wow.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, people are gamers even are dropping games and looking for books. So imagine. So it just tells you the power with which there's she commands. Anyway, she the sort of influence she has over pop culture and everything. Yvonne Nelson is huge. Yeah, so I mean, we are just surprised at the sort of things she's revealed. I mean, ordinarily, most of those things, if you are not in her inner circle, you won't know. That's the thing about these things. I mean, you're not going to publish a book and put what we already know. You're going to put things that, I mean, if we're not next door neighbors or you were in the same compound, trust me, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, obviously.
And that's what she's done. So,
okay, for me, I'm not sure, say my pin go come out, I tell you. The one way you don't see and make you see him, but the one way, now only me myself. And in fact, sometimes even if you watch even our religion self as Muslims, they bar you from putting out some of the things where you don't do, where we say nobody see. You understand? So some of these things also, they guide some of us on how we they put out information. You understand? Yeah. Go do something where nobody see. You won't come on and you get long mouth, can't talk, can't tell people. You go reach there. Okay, thank you very much. Say when I stay glued now to when I stereo, any kind of device when I don't listen us through. This be how far podcast would they dig deep. We don't know, we'll go inside the community. Presence is happening. But if I tell you this is where they happen, you go run. Thanks to my colleague Afis for joining us. We don't share our own bits now. So till I catch you now again, next episode will come on our way. How far podcast? We don't land.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.